In a year with presidential campaigns sometimes focused on issues across the world, folks living near Lake Superior have their eyes on an issue some fear could damage their region's water-rich ecosystems. A Canadian company hopes to reroute its existing crude oil pipeline around the Bad River Band of Lake Superior Chippewa Reservation. The Enbridge pipeline has sparked controversy in northern Wisconsin. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz went to a public hearing on the pipeline, where some people had not only this issue, but the November presidential election on their minds.
The day started early outside a technical college in Ashland, Wisconsin. Supporters and opponents of the pipeline, owned by Canadian company Enbridge, began gathering for a public hearing hosted by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. The pipeline dates back to 1953 and covers 645 miles, beginning in western Canada. One focus of debate is the portion that runs through the Bad River Band of Lake Superior Chippewa Reservation. Enbridge is proposing rerouting it around the reservation. The tribe doesn't want the pipeline on its reservation or near it. That's what the public hearing is about.
What Enbridge is doing just isn't right.
That's Bad River Bend Tribal Council member Dan Wiggins Jr. He's also deputy director of its Natural Resources Department. He and other critics spoke at a press conference before the hearing commenced.
They have not necessarily just created environmental justice issues, but created issues for human beings to live in these pristine areas. We also need to recognize what is beneficial and what our environment needs. People are not first among this world. This environment, this wildlife, these places, these are first. These are above us, and we need to start recognizing that.
As the day unfolded, hundreds of people flowed in and out of the hearing space. Some spoke in opposition, others, like Randall Markin, in favor. He says the pipeline, also called Line 5, runs 100 yards in front of his home.
I had the pleasure of working with representatives from Enbridge whenever they have needed to perform vegetation maintenance or pipe inspections on my property. Enbridge personnel have always been courteous, professional, and responsive. The reroute will bring an estimated 700 construction jobs to this area, supporting our local labor union members, our local businesses, and native-owned businesses.
Mark Ryle's green Support Line 5 t-shirt matched those of other Enbridge backers and workers in the crowd.
Because I'm convinced that Line 5 can be reconstructed safely, and that will not threaten the pristine waters of and natural resources of northern Wisconsin. They produce the best craftsmen and women in the world. And so I am confident that those professionals are going to do the job and do it right.
Outside the building, Tom Neal and his partner hadn't decided whether they would step up to the microphone, but they liked what they were seeing. People of different ages and from different places coming together to oppose the pipeline.
What you see happening here is people getting back in touch with more really traditional values, like connection to the earth, connection to our relations, connection to each other. And hopefully this movement, this larger movement, which is going on all over the world, can triumph.
But Neal doesn't think either major presidential candidate would address local environmental issues like this.
So I'll vote for Jill Stein, probably, unless I write myself in.
Isaac Drangsfit not only intends to vote, he spoke in and outside the hearing room.
Well, so I just graduated high school 2 days ago.
Drangsfit was one of 18 members of Action for the Climate Emergency who bust in from around the state.
I would describe it as existential for my generation. It threatens the largest body of fresh water in the world. And whatever your politics are, you should know that an old pipeline that's leaking every once in a while probably shouldn't be pumping whatever liquid's going through that anymore.
As for voting in November, Drangsfit registered on his birthday, but concedes,
I'm feeling disappointed. One, our president has not done enough on climate change. Sure, he's done the most, but before that, there was really nothing. And sure, there's tons of other things I could talk about that I don't like about him. But I do know that he's the best alternative right now.
Retired nurse practitioner Jan Penn listened to every bit of the day's testimony. As she looks to the November election, Penn views the pipeline as intertwined with other critical issues.
Issues of choice, transparency, public voice, and the future of the small d democracy. They all tie together.
As the Enbridge pipeline debate continues, these types of environmental concerns could be a deciding factor for some Wisconsin voters. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.
Support for environmental reporting is provided in part by BRECO Fund.